The Tom Woods Show, episode 837.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Folks, if your email inbox is taking over your life, manage it with SaneBox.com. Check out SaneBox.com/Woods and get a 2-week free trial plus an automatic 25 smacker discount. Hey everybody, Tom Woods here. Gret Glier is back with us again. He was on several months ago to talk to us about his brand new app called DonorSee, D-O-N-O-R-S-E-E, an app I love very much. We're going to talk about it in a minute. It allows you to help out a lot of people all over the world who need help in certain ways, and you can see the results as soon as they happen. It's tremendous. It's incredible. It's a wonderful thing. But the reason I'm having Gret back on is that he's run into some unexpected difficulties with the Peace Corps, if you can believe that. And I want him to tell you what's going on, and we're going to see if there's anything we can possibly do to reverse this. So let's get chatting with Gret right now. Gret, welcome back.
Thanks. It's so good to be back.
Well, we sure have some stuff to talk about here.
Yeah.
Since you were on, by the way, I have used DonorSee several times, and I'm pretty sure you could probably verify that if you wanted to, but I've given it.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. We've given to various causes on there. And in fact, near Christmas time, my four older, I mean, I have a daughter who's 2, almost 3, who's, you know, obviously not really able to understand this, but the others ranging in age from 7 up to 13, the other four girls, obviously it's, they can understand what you're doing. So there was a series of little mini causes where you only had to give $25 and it would give somebody a decent meal and a nice Christmas gift. So what we did, there were so many of them, we found a child who was the same age as each of my four.
Oh, nice.
And we thought of it as, you know, as like a, not quite a foster child, but in a way, this one kind of belongs to you. This is the one you can identify with.
Yeah.
And then we got this beautiful video afterward from all four of them thanking us for the gifts. And I showed that, I hooked that up to the TV and I showed that to the kids.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
It was really great. So I've really, really enjoyed using the DonorSee app and I want everybody to go download it. Before we get into your interesting turn of events, not everybody listened to the previous episode. So go ahead and tell people about this amazing app. And by the way, you might, at the end of telling them about the app, tell them about the Tom Woods house, which I had nothing to do with, really.
Yeah.
But I'll take it.
For sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So the app is called DonorSee, DonorSEE. And the basic idea behind it is it's going to help donors see exactly where their money goes in an unprecedented way, like never before. So the example is if you give to a girl in Malawi who needs hearing aids, after you give to her, let's say about a week later, you will get a video of her hearing for the first time. Or in the case of your listeners, they all got together and they all banded together all on their own. And they found this lady who needed a house. It cost, I think, around $800 to $1,000 to build this one house. And they all came together and they donated to it and they promoted it. And afterwards, it got the phrase, the Tom Woods house, and people were sharing it like crazy. And all of them got to see that house being constructed. And then they got to see the widow who the house was for move into their brand new house. And I got to say, Tom, you have probably the most generous per person audience I've ever seen of anyone. For some reason, your donors or your audience are some of the most generous people of any podcast or publicity that I've done so far.
That's very good of you to say. I love them. They have never, ever let me down. That was a wonderful thing about that house. And then in that video, there's a guy in the video who says the names of every donor, every person who gave. He says a thank you to each and every one of them. It is amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing that you, and I know you're not doing it for yourself. I know all the disclaimers, but I am, there'd be something wrong with you if you didn't look at that and say, doggone it, isn't it great I did that? And I hereby give you permission to say that to yourself. All right. So this is an amazing app and your goal is for it to be, you know, there are parts of the world, obviously, that we naturally expect there to be aid campaigns for, but you want to go beyond places we would normally expect and say, look, there are worthy causes all over the world.
Right.
And what an interesting way in the age of the internet to bring people together, to find worthy things, persuade people that they're worthy, and then show people directly on their devices immediately or as soon as possible the real life consequences of their contribution. What a beautiful idea.
Yeah, and I'd like to share a quick story that happened about a month after we, you and I, filmed that last episode. So there was Hurricane Matthew, which hit the coast of Haiti and just devastated. It was like a bulldozer came through and just wrecked this one little coastal town called Bacaya. And so I personally went down to Haiti myself with nothing but my backpack and my DonorC app, and we fundraised several thousand dollars and provided disaster relief to the people in this town. Like, we're talking sanitation kits and a small amount of food supply and things like that, and we distributed it to the victims of Hurricane Matthew faster than any other major organization was able to get down there. So that's something that we're really proud of.
That really is great. So you've been running now for, is it just a few months? How long?
4 months.
Okay.
Just over 4 months, yeah.
All right. What have you learned over the course of that? Let's start there. Is there anything you've learned from this experience?
Yeah, I think I've learned that, there's a bunch, but one of the things that's been really cool is to see how fast we're growing and the ways in which people use the app. So back when we talked, the app had been out for like maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, and we had like 40 projects on the app, something very small. And since then, we're actually in almost 40 countries as of today. So that's something I'm very proud of. Like, what app that was launched 4 months ago is now is being used in 40 different countries. I mean, I think that's like a really something that I'm very happy about. And then I think the other cool thing is I mentioned earlier, you have some very generous donors. Some of the people who we picked up, some of the donors who we picked up from your show have given to 40 or 50 different projects ever since we've launched 4 months ago.
Wow.
So yeah, one of the cool things is that people don't just give once on DonorC. We never ask people to give more money. We never like send out emails saying, here are some projects you can look out for. We never do that. What happens is people give once, they get feedback, and then the feedback brings them, they get the video or whatever, that video brings them back to the app, and then they give more times. And we have this really high conversion rate for that. So that's like a really exciting thing that we've seen.
That is, the whole thing is thrilling to me, because I do a lot of episodes, you know, of necessity that are not very uplifting sometimes. There are a lot of things in this world that are quite grim.
Sure.
And then you come along and it's a great result. Let's shift gears for the time being and talk about the specific reason I wanted to have you back so soon. What is going on with the Peace Corps and DonorC?
Okay, so DonorC has been trying to interact and talk with the Peace Corps for about a month now. And what DonorC does is, there's some really big organizations out there. One of the organizations that we partner with it's called The World Race, and they have about 1,000 missionaries living all over the planet. And they're out on the field for about a year, and we do a partnership with them where they use our app and we coordinate things so that they're happy that it's being used properly. So we tried to do the same thing with the Peace Corps. I mean, this World Race organization is about 1,000 people. The Peace Corps has about 7,000 out in the field, and they're really like they're really the perfect candidate to use something like DonorC. And I'll explain it this way. A week ago, there was a little girl named Apulole who was crossing a river in Malawi. And as she was crossing, she didn't realize that there was a crocodile nearby, and the crocodile came up and bit her in the torso. And a bunch of guys like rushed over to her and wrestled the crocodile away, and then took this girl and brought her back to her village. And there was an aid worker in the village named Nicole who had her phone and had her DonorC app, and she was able to almost immediately fundraise $100 to get this little girl the medical treatment that she needed. So this girl's life was saved. She didn't have to wait around for anything. I mean, she was in a really urgent situation, and DonorC was able to help her very, very quickly. And the Peace Corps has, instead of choosing to partner with us or discuss things further with us, they've chosen to give us an outright ban. So what that ban specifically means is, if it had been a Peace Corps worker instead of Nicole, who had tried to fundraise for that little girl who had been attacked by the crocodile, that Peace Corps worker would have been expelled from the Peace Corps. That's how they're enforcing it.
Wow. So how are they justifying that?
This is where, I mean, this is where it just like becomes worse and worse and worse, right? So on the one hand, they do have their own their own platform where you can do this, but it's completely non-visual. It looks like the website was built in 1995, and it takes over a month for the funds to get where they're supposed to go. So it's slower and it's very bureaucratic and all this other stuff.
So in other words, the very reason you created your app.
Exactly. To help people in very urgent situations quickly. Like I said, I mentioned earlier with Haiti, we were able to get disaster relief supplies to people who were in the middle of a cholera outbreak when other organizations were taking over a week to get there. So, I really believe that speed is a necessary component. And we do work with, the Peace Corps, if you really press them, I know that they would start virtue signaling by saying things like sustainable development and they have these like vocab words that they can throw out there where they signal to other organizations that they know what they're talking about. But when you really get to the heart of it, they're doing it because they're a very large organization that is most interested in preserving themselves instead of helping the people that they're supposedly out there assisting.
This is amazing. Now, has this gotten any publicity? I mean, you're a guy with an app.
Right.
And you're up against, for heaven's sake, the Peace Corps.
Yeah.
That's, David and Goliath kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go to the media somehow with this, or at least go to sympathetic media. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. So I'm sure there are plenty of media outlets who would be willing to side with the Peace Corps without even blinking an eye. What I'm looking to do is I've targeted the libertarian community like yourself, and I'm looking at getting an article written in Fee later this week. And so there's a few things like that that are hopefully going to get us started.
Yeah, but you know what? I would go. I mean, Fee is great. I'm not in any way putting them down. You should go for Fee. You should go for these places. But I want to go beyond. I mean, it's not my project, you understand, but I want it to succeed.
I want the same thing.
Exactly. I think you should also go for mainstream conservative outlets. You should go for National Review. Write to National Review online. And you know what? You know what? After off the air, I wouldn't say I'm close friends with anybody over there. I've had choice words for them, but I'm on speaking terms with a couple people.
Sure.
And
yeah.
They would love to. I'm sure they don't really, some conservatives don't know why they would have something against the Peace Corps or whatever, but they would just like to be contrarian. So let's see what we can do off the air to try and spread this around. Because also people like a fresh story.
For sure.
And if they write something like that, then, we try submit it to Drudge.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows where it could go?
Yeah, I really think it could get pretty big. One thing that people might not realize is the Peace Corps is not free from controversy. I mean, they've had their share of really bad situations, and a lot of them have happened very recently. I don't know if you like watched any of the 2020 reports, but the Peace Corps isn't completely free of blemishes.
I actually am not aware of that. If you can believe that, there's some scandal that I don't know about. I'm afraid you've stumbled upon it.
Sure. So there's a couple of years ago, there was a 24-year-old girl, American girl. She went on the Peace Corps to Benin, Africa, which is west coast of Africa. And she was serving in a school there. And one of the other teachers at the school was sexually molesting the girls that he was teaching. And so she sent a report back to the headquarter offices saying, hey, this is going on. Please don't let him find out that I'm the one who told on him. It'd be a very dangerous situation if that happened. Anyways, they did end up firing this guy, but they leaked to somehow it got back to this guy that it was her that blew the whistle on him, and he ended up murdering this girl. So then after that, so the 2020 report came out, and then after that, all of these other girls were talking about the sexual abuse that they have that they've experienced while on the Peace Corps, and how the Peace Corps not only didn't give them anything to help them out with that, but they actually tried to get them to cover it up and make them feel like it's their fault. So it's one of those examples of the Peace Corps being a self-preserving organization that's interested in being an organization primarily instead of making an impact in the world.
All right, more to come with Gret Glier after this message. Folks, if you remember the Pink Floyd album, Dark Side of the Moon, it was all about different things that can drive you mad. Well, one of those things in my case is email. You can't imagine how much email I get every day, and it takes over my life, and it makes me anxious, and how am I going to answer it all, and how do I sort through it? and I now have the solution thanks to SaneBox.com, SaneBox.com. It sorts my email according to how important it is. That's right, it figures that out. Now, I nudge it along. I give it some hints here and there. And it also can have my email come back to me on a particular day when I know I'll have time to deal with it. So instead of thinking, oh, I got to go back and look at my email from 5 days ago to get to those three I didn't answer, no, I can just tell SaneBox, send me these tomorrow, or send them to me 2 days from now at 3 p.m., because I know I'll be available then. It has those tools and more. I can't recommend it enough. Get a 2-week free trial, plus an automatic $25 discount if you decide to subscribe by checking out SaneBox.com/Woods. Gret, let's talk about the business model for DonorC, because one of the things that I've been saying to people to promote this, and as a matter of fact, I have an ebook coming out probably by late this week or next week, and it's called Sane Space, subtitle, Libertarian Dispatches from Bizarro America. And the chapter about you is the only non-bizarro thing in the whole book, but it's just a little bit about, it's the email that I sent out the day I interviewed you the first time.
Yeah.
And I think my headline was how to help the world's poor without paying for the aid agency's chauffeur.
Exactly. You know, I love it.
So that says a little something about your business model. So tell us what it is, because you know, obviously you're doing this because you really believe in the cause, but you too have to eat. So what's the business model?
Right. Yeah. So I guess I always put the disclaimer out there. When I lived in Malawi for 3 years, I was living off of $600 a month. And money is just not a very important thing to me. And the only reason I ever moved back to the States was so I could run DonorC. So I'll just put that out there at the very beginning. The business model is very similar to Kickstarter or GoFundMe. So every transaction that happens on the site, we take a small percentage. And it's actually smaller than both like GoFundMe or Kickstarter, any of those platforms. So we just take a small platform fee. But I think one of the structure of the organization, one of the things that makes it truly revolutionary, like flipping an industry on its head, is if you look at any charity that exists out there, the bigger the charity gets, the more bloated and inefficient and wasteful and dishonest and fraudulent it gets. And it's impossible to avoid that, right? Once you have these charities who are getting above $1 billion in revenue a year, they develop corners of their organization that are impossible to manage and have proper oversight over. So there are a few instances where you have, a really big charity who's doing good work, but I would say that's maybe like 1 in 50. And then you have a bunch of really inefficient charities who are they've figured out how to fundraise money and they just figured out all the right formulas to get money into different places. And they'll use all sorts of different tricks on their numbers to make it seem like they're being transparent, when in reality, I've been on the other side of the world and these charities are a lot of the time not doing a very good job. So that's the standard. The standard is the bigger an organization it gets, the more bloated it gets. The difference with DonorC is the bigger it gets, the more lean it gets, and the more compelling the projects get, and the more impactful and sustainable the projects get. And I'll explain why that happens. So let's take a business model like YouTube. At the very beginning with YouTube, you had people sitting in front of a webcam, blank wall behind them, terrible audio, and people came, like tens of thousands of people came to YouTube just to see those people talking into their webcams. And then one day someone added a DSLR video camera, and then the next day someone added better audio equipment, and then someone started cutting their videos in a really compelling fashion, and then you started getting these really interesting personalities. And over time, there was this perfect storm of both users, viewers, and content creators that just got better and better and better. And then today you've got some of the most amazing content on YouTube. So we're seeing some of the same patterns happen with DonorC. As we get more donor dollars onto the platform, there's more competition for those donor dollars, and better projects are being created to get those donor dollars.
What are your goals for 2017 for DonorC?
Our goals are, the stated goal for internally is to do $75 million in revenue, which would be really great. But the real goal behind that is to help millions of people living who don't have the ability to help themselves. And I want to emphasize this: when you think of like poor people, right? You think of the little kids that you helped with your family. These are not like a fringe group of people living on the outskirts of the world or living in dark corners of the earth. These, we're talking about 50% of the population that lives on a dollar or two a day. So 3.5 billion people. That's the scale that we're talking about of people living in extreme poverty. So our goal is to really bring some of that, expose some of that to the American conscience and then do something about it.
Well, it's, again, it's great. It's something I'm really glad to have, to be a part of as a person who downloaded it. Anything in this process, by the way, that surprised you or you weren't expecting, either in a good way or a bad way?
Yeah, I mean, the Peace Corps ban was obviously a surprise, but I think one of the things that has been super cool is when I created the app, I think I mentioned on the last podcast with you, a year ago, I crowdfunded $100,000 to build a girls' school in Malawi. And it's a completely 100% sustainable girls' school. It runs off of tuition, but there's 120 girls going to school right now in this rural village because of the one-time $100,000 like fundraiser that we did. And that's something I'm very proud of. And the way we did it was we like broke it up into stages and we showed people like, oh, look, the foundation's built, the walls are built, the roof is on, and so forth, every step of the way. And my vision was for that to start happening on DonorSea someday. I hope that would, at some point, people would take up that model and use DonorSea to fundraise that way. I didn't expect to happen so quickly. So there's a girl on the platform. There's a few, it's happening in a few different places, and I'm talking to people all the time who are interested in implementing it. But there's a, on the staff pick section, which are the projects that we personally recommend, there's a girl there named Kristen Johnson who's raising money for an orphanage called Little Hands of Hope. And that orphanage has already fundraised the first phase. So they've already built the foundation and now they're building the walls and they're fundraising for that. So seeing that, like those really big projects happen is a really gratifying thing for DonorSea and for me.
Well, of course, people can get DonorSea and sign your petition. They should sign the petition. Let's try and get some attention for this outrage from the Peace Corps. They can do all that at tomwoods.com/837. But I do want to give you a chance to tell people exactly how they could bypass that page if all they want to do is just go get the app. And how do they do that?
Sure. If someone doesn't have a smartphone for whatever reason, you can go to DonorSea.com and it works just fine on there. But we really emphasize that people should get the app if they want the truest experience, the most immediate experience. And so the way you do that is you just go to the Android or the iOS store and you type in DonorSea, Donor S-E-E. And most variations of spelling will turn it up. So, yeah, you just go to the App Store and search it, and you'll find it there, and it's free.
All right. Well, you keep on fighting. It's very much worthwhile, the cause, as you know, and we'll do what we can to spread the word. And I hope people listening spread this on social media. I mean, what I know a lot of us these days are frustrated on social media. Everybody's very polarized. Who the heck is going to be against DonorSea? You know, a lot of times on Facebook, people say, if you believe blah, 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 unfriend me now. And I always think, yeah, go jump in a lake, you creep, you know, when people say that. But I kind of feel like with this, if you're not in favor of DonorSea, I mean, really, what is the, you might as well turn in your membership card to the human race at this point. So this gives you something nice that you could post that improves the world and helps a good guy and a good cause. So get out there, help Gret Glier by taking the resources we have at tomwoods.com/837 and spreading them far and wide. Gret, thanks a lot, and I hope we can catch up again sometime in the future.
Definitely. It was a pleasure to be back.
All right, that's going to do it for us for today. Remember, if you've been enjoying the show and profiting from it, then do consider becoming part of the elite over at supportinglisteners.com. See you tomorrow.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit tomwoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.